Well, Dean Goldschmidt, who we love speaking to, is with us live via telephone. Dr. Robert Goldschmidt is the Touro University flagship campus. That's the Lander College of Arts and Sciences in Brooklyn. Dean, he is planning, as is his staff and the amazing people at Touro University and Lander College, an open house for the women's program. So if anybody here who's tuned in, or any parent who's tuned in, knows of a potential student, or if you are a potential student who's home from Israel for Pesach, and now is the time, a lot of folks probably landed over the last couple of days, it is going to be to your advantage to log on to the virtual open house. It's a virtual open house this coming Monday, April the 16th at 7:30 p.m. Again, this coming Monday, April the 16th at 7:30 p.m. Information at LAS, Lander Arts and Science, las.touro.edu/open house. Again, information at las.touro.edu/open house. Dean of the Lander College of Arts and Sciences, Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. It's really good to be speaking to you. I think the last time we met and we spoke was really not that long ago, was in Yerushalayim at the La Rome Hotel.
That's correct.
And I'm very, very happy to be here this morning on the program. As you mentioned, our open house is in fact April 16, which is Tuesday at 7:30 in the evening. And it's going to be a rich program, informationally rewarding. I say sometimes to students, you sign up and you link in, and in 1 hour, a little more than 1 hour in a program, you will learn a wealth of information that is important for your future.
I appreciate that. I have to have the right month on the calendar in front of me. You are correct, of course. It is Tuesday, everybody. April the 16th is Tuesday of next week, 7:30 p.m., las.touro.edu/open house. So I've been given some advance information, Dean Goldschmidt, not unusual for a conversation on the air, and I have been informed that there are now 20 majors available at Touro in Flatbush, Brooklyn. And we, of course, turn to you every time, or most of the times you're on, to ask what are the most high-demand careers in today's world, especially ones that work well with an Orthodox woman's lifestyle. What is your answer in April of 2024 to that question?
Well, that's Nachum, that's an excellent question, and I want to state at the outset that one of the great benefits for students who enroll at our Lander College in Brooklyn is the ability to choose for such a large array of majors. It's actually more than 20 majors and pre-professional options. Now, you are asking as to what are the most popular ones for our women students, and there are a couple that I would like to mention, which have special benefits and advantages. One area is the area of health sciences, pre-health sciences. Many of the students major in biology, and they prepare for professional work and careers in allied health fields, whether it's physician assistant or nursing, or physical therapy, or occupational therapy, or speech-language pathology, or mental health, or ABA. And the advantage and the benefit for a firm woman in these fields, really twofold benefits. On the one hand, these are fields with good job opportunities and well-paying professional positions. And at the same time, very important for a Jewish woman with a family who cares about her family and is centered on her family, is the fact that there is flexibility in the hours for your work and your work schedule, which is a great benefit. So that's one area which is very, very popular with us, and a growth area, and as I say, very attractive to those who are interested in science fields. A second area, which also has a major benefit for from young women, happens to be the area of computer science and technology. Wow. We offer two majors in that field, and the important piece of information people should know is that in the field of computer science, once you have earned your undergraduate bachelor's degree, you are set for employment. There's no requirement for going on to graduate studies. in an issue of a magazine that's read by people in the technology field. It's called Tech Magazine. It was this past February. There was a ranking of the top computer science programs, baccalaureate degree, undergraduate programs in the U.S., and Touro University made it to the list of the top 25. Somebody asked me the other day, well, who was ranked ahead of us? And I said, the school that was exactly ahead of us, one spot ahead of us, was Dartmouth. But this is a list with California Institute of Technology, Princeton, Harvard, Columbia. And our program, we are very proud to say, made it into these rankings of the top 25. The benefit for somebody who is focused and interested in a profession and a career in computer science and technology is that there is great flexibility in that there is the ability that many employers offer to work at least part of the time from home. So that really is something very, very beneficial to students, again, female students who are thinking of both work and family. And finally, the other third area that I would mention, which has many, many potential pathways to professions, is psychology. Students who major in that field would go on to such things as social work, a master of social work, which we offer. They could pursue actually a PsyD degree, which Touro offers. And again, the graduate degrees in mental health, counseling, and an ABA. So those would be the top three choices in terms of popularity that students seem to be choosing at our campus, but there are quite a few other choices.
And the slogan that I came up with, which I think applies to your institution perfectly, and that is real classes, real courses, real degrees. And I say it that way because you know that there are people in our community of all generations who think that they are smart Alex when it comes to this and that they can come up with really good shortcuts to get into a certain profession, into a certain job arena. And the reality is if they go to formal courses that Touro University offers, they are going to get the full academic experience and be prepared to literally get an amazing position in the fields that you mentioned. And I think people need to know that investment, and I'm not talking about financial investment, I'm talking about the time, the commitment, that investment is well worth it.
Absolutely. It's absolutely true. I mean, you emphasize something that we have espoused for the last half century, and that is a real education and real preparation for the real world of work, which requires solid preparation. And we are committed to quality.
And real mentors, by the way. I mean, you're employing expert faculty. You don't get on lists like you just mentioned without having expert faculty in each area. So
absolutely.
Mentorship is extremely important. Dean Goldschmidt's with us, of course. Dean at the Touro flagship campus, the Lander College of Arts and Sciences. The women have an open house on the 16th of April. It is a virtual open house. Explore over 20 majors that are available at Touro, las.touro.edu/open house. Again, las.touro.edu/open house. All right, you mentioned health science, and you know that we're somewhat familiar with it because we've seen people in our own family benefit from the schedule and from the education they've gotten at Touro in order to enter the nursing field. There's a new cohort that you've opened in the health science arena. What details can you give us about that?
This new cohort, which we opened just a little more than a year ago, is an all-women's cohort whereby the students complete their undergraduate studies and go on to their professional studies in a cohort that is all female. Not all the programs that we offer at the graduate level can do that, but we are offering this all-female cohort for students interested in nursing, which is a growth field and there's great demand in it. We offer this cohort in occupational therapy, speech therapy, ABA, and mental health counseling. The students who enter this cohort follow a prescribed pathway. They are mentored along the way. We say, it's an all-female group, and given this pathway, they also save some time to to degree. So this is something new, as you point out, Nachum, and it's something which I think should be attractive to many, many students.
Dean Goldschmidt, it's no secret, although, again, for some people it'll be the first time they've learned this, that the financial aid and scholarships are quite generous at Touro Lander, and costs should not be something that keeps a student away. At the minimum, they and their family should be inquiring from your offices what could be done in terms of financial aid.
There is a lot. I think people often have a misperception that education is too costly, which is not the case. Our degree programs in terms of actual costs are much lower than people imagine. In terms of financial aid, obviously I'm not touching on government financial aid, which anyone who qualifies will be receiving. But internal Touro financial aid, there's a whole panoply of internal Touro financial aid programs. They include Touro grants and Touro Dean scholarships, both of which are focused on the needs of a middle-class from Jewish family, which government financial aid programs totally neglect. And in addition to that, for students with strong academic records, we offer both academic scholarships and what we call Lander Honor Scholarship, named in memory of Touro's founding president, Dr. Bernard Lander Zichron Levracha. So a student can qualify for multiple streams of aid. On the one hand, government financial aid. On the other hand, you could qualify internally for an academic scholarship and a dean scholarship. You obviously have to take the step to apply. There's some minimal paperwork to fill out, which is as expected. But the aid we provide is much more significant than some people might realize otherwise. And it's important for people to be aware of this.
Understood. All right. Dean Goldschmidt, when one of your students comes, or one of your potential students comes back from Israel after a year of study, do they need the full 3 years to achieve their collegiate degree?
No. Obviously, there's some variety between different majors and different fields based on the requirements of that particular field and profession and major, but there is no such thing as a student spending 3 years to earn her degree. Most students will earn their degree in 2 years. Some will earn their degree in a year and a half, and of course, summer semesters included, so that would include three summer semesters, but we do everything possible to help students have that quality education and to accelerate their time to degree. And I want to mention one other item here, which is important. There's great flexibility in the way we deliver our programs and in the way students can take their courses.
Right.
We have a combination of on-campus, a modern campus, on-campus classes. That's the traditional mode. We have now a large selection of live Zoom classes. So the class is being delivered in real time by an instructor while you, the student, are at home, and you have your questions answered without delay. It's the same interaction as there would be in a regular classroom setting, except it's on Zoom. And finally, we also have online courses that you do at your own pace within the semester. So this combination allows students to really mix and match depending on their need and their preferences. And this flexibility, as I say, is an important feature of what we offer to students.
Ladies, take advantage, especially those of you who are back for a couple of weeks to explore some possibilities regarding next semester. las.touro.edu/open house. It happens Tuesday, April the 16th at 7:30 p.m. Again, las.touro.edu/open house. And Dean Goldschmidt, just to wrap things up, since we're concentrating on the ladies program this morning, could you tell us some of the success stories, or tell us about some of the incredible professional women from our community who are now at the top of their fields?
Well, it's a question which could take much time to respond to. We have at this point thousands of successful graduates, and we are very proud of all of them. They are pursuing different paths, different goals, but all of them successful and helping to support their families. But if you ask me to single out just a handful, I would mention perhaps three, and it's in a combination. The first individual that comes to my mind, and we are in contact of all the, after all these years, is Judge Ruchi Fryer. Public service that she's pursuing. She came to our campus as a mother of several children, graduated when she was a mother of six, and went on to law school, and today she is the first Hasidic Orthodox woman to serve on the New York State Supreme Court. Wow. And that's public service, and we are very, very proud of her. In the professions, if I were to think of two in the professions, one in a field that I mentioned, actually, computer science, if you look at successful women in computer science or our graduates, and there are many, many, I would single out one in particular, a managing director at Goldman Sachs, Mrs. Brucha Cohn, a mother of seven, and she has risen there to a very senior position.
Wow.
And she oversees an entire technical division at Goldman Sachs, the premier financial company perhaps in the United States. She supervises a division with 700 systems analysts and programmers. So Brucha Cohn is a stellar example of what one can achieve after having earned a Turo degree, applying yourself, and at the same time caring for your family. And I would mention one more. She has risen to partnership in a very quick amount of time, very, very fast. And that's Mindy Lowy, Mrs. Mindy Lowy, who is a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. And she, again, is, in my mind, an exemplar of someone who is a graduate, who has achieved professional success, and who's so centered on her family. And that's really our goal. Prepare women for professional advancement because of Parnassa needs, and at the same time making sure that they remain focused and able to handle all the needs of their children and their family. So that's really our goal, and we are proud of these women and others.
Amazing. Real classes, real courses, real degrees. One day Turo is going to register that motto and credit it to me. Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, he reminds, Dean Goldschmidt reminds everybody in the audience, but especially the women who are considering what to do next semester, to participate in the April 16th, this coming Tuesday, open house. It's a virtual open house. It begins at 7:30 p.m. All the information is at las.turo.edu/openhouse, las.turo.edu/openhouse. Dean Goldschmidt, always a delight to speak with you. I wish you a Chag Kasher V'Sameach and continued success at Lander and Turo University.
Thank you very much, Nachum. I wish you also Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and we should meet again on good occasions.
Amen. In Jerusalem again, please God. Dean Goldschmidt, he's always amazing, and he reminds everybody out there, as do I, that information about the Turo Women's Open House, the virtual open house, is coming Tuesday, is available at las.turo.edu/open house. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.